Your tea about to be popping. The queen about to be popping. Fit times for your drive from London. Strap in, it's time for thunder.
Coming at you live from London time.
Carrie and Tommy live from London.
Oh yes, welcome to it for your Monday afternoon. How are we, guys?
I'm good. How are you, more to the point,
I'm buggered. Thomas? I'm buggered.
I was following your journey on Instagram over the weekend like a weird fan. I could have just texted you and asked how you were going, but I waited for the update.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you had a massive swim.
I did, and my guts are still not good.
From the pond water?
No. I did drink a lot of pond water.
Oh, from what you ate. I did see that. We're going to discuss that later.
We can discuss
it. It was too much, I think.
Well, they told me to bring food, and I didn't.
Oh, of course you didn't. No. You've been here how many weeks now, and you keep saying to me, should I bring breakfast in? I said, why don't you go to the supermarket and get like a whole lot of stuff to have, just, you know, apples and bananas. And you're like, yeah, nah.
No, to be fair, I said to you, yes, that's a good idea.
But you didn't do it.
I bought us a banana one day.
You could make your life so much easier.
You won't believe what I forgot. On the way out there, I realized I didn't have, because it was an hour and a half away.
His speedo.
And I was 10 minutes away from getting there, and I will tell you what I forgot.
Oh, my God. Next. Please tell me you swam nude. Last time you were in London, we made you ride nude.
We, you.
Carrie and Tommy.
You drive home on your radio and the listener app. It's Carrie and Tommy this afternoon.
Tommy's going to cross the ocean. He's going to swim between two guys.
Because leading up to this swim, which is now just 3.5 weeks away.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
It does feel very soon.
Oh, my God.
Because you haven't, until this weekend, you hadn't been doing a lot of swimming.
How do you say that? It's all I've been doing here.
I'm
swimming twice a day. Like, how much do you want me to do?
Just longer than the little pools that you're doing, you know? Like, I just feel like...
Oh, I couldn't be swimming anymore.
Yeah. You haven't exactly, though, like, your whole life hasn't been committed to this, has
it? Oh, my God. It's literally all I'm doing.
That's not true. You know that.
That is so true.
What are you doing outside the swimming?
Being miserable.
Oh, you're not. You are out till 5 in the morning. How you managed to back it up with your double pool sessions is extraordinary, actually.
Anyway, I had a 24-hour swim on the weekend.
Epic.
And it was in the... Sorry, it's a team swim. And it was in the country. And so it was an hour and a half away. And they said bring food. And I for some reason... thought that was like an idea. Like, you could bring food. Anyway.
So did you just assume someone else would feed you if you didn't?
No, I thought there'd be food there.
Like,
it's
what?
A 24-hour thing. Like, how are they not going to feed
people? But aren't you people? In the middle of nowhere?
Yes.
So who's bringing the food if you've got a chef?
No, I thought there'd be food vans.
Like a festival?
There's six,
like a festival?
Yeah.
You all don't want a burger or a taco.
Yeah, maybe a bit
what
of Mexican.
What do you feel like after my swim?
But, like, you guys say that like it's a dumb idea.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Why wouldn't they have that?
Because you're in the middle of nowhere doing it like a charity event-y cut.
Yeah, but people would buy, like, there was one coffee van and they had a lineup. Yeah. The whole time.
Yeah.
Like, you would make a killing with a food bag.
Well, there you go. There's your next business.
But so I rocked up. So I didn't have food. And the only food they had at the coffee van, they had offered bacon sandwiches.
Oh,
right?
Yum.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yum.
I know. I had so many bacon sandwiches. But that wasn't the worst thing that I forgot. I rocked up. And the sun was out and I was trying to remember all my stuff to pack, right?
Are you blaming the sun for this?
Well, I'm blaming the sun for what I forgot, yeah. So, Bickers, just list, just in order of essential things for going away camping. So, I'm wearing shorts and a t-shirt. List the next most essential thing.
A jumper.
There we go. Yeah. That's what I forgot.
You've been living here, though, complaining how cold it is.
Yeah.
And you're swimming.
I know.
And, so
and in the middle of the night. Swimming.
So you had no food and no jumper.
Yeah.
How did you stay warm and fed?
So there was a merch there was a merch tent there.
Oh my God.
So I got, yeah,
man,
I know.
This is like a festival.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're complaining about. Yeah. This has gone really well.
So I got a jumper. So I was wearing a jumper. So that was fine. And then the swimming started. And oh my gosh, I was so hungry.
And before the swim?
I met all, no, because of the swimming. Because like we were swimming.
Of course.
We were swimming in the middle of the night. We were swimming. I swam, I don't know, like 5 and a bit hours or something in the end.
My God.
And I was absolutely rooted and just eating bacon sandwiches. And I didn't, by the time I had 6 bacon sandwiches.
Oh my God. Like, what happens when you have 6 bacon sandwiches?
Mate, never heaps, done that. Heaps. And it's still happening.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Does it happen while you swim? Is it immediate?
No. No, nothing happens while you swim. The water's too cold.
But what about when you go, oh, you didn't sleep
because
you're swimming?
You didn't sleep. We dozed, right?
Oh, this sounds horrible.
It was, and then they
Why
were doing
are you
things.
Doing this
and so,
yourself?
Like, I was swimming at midnight, right? It's pitch black, but it was awesome because they make us wear lights for safety. But we were swimming with no wetsuits because we're training for the cold water. And they made you fill out an extra safety thing with all your qualifying swims. And of course, I haven't done them, so I made them up. And then they give you a W on your hand.
Don't
right?
you worry they're going to ask
when
you
go in.
Sorry.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, so he looks at all the things, and I because I just made up Australian names. So he's like, yeah, oh, the Bondi Classic, yeah. And
so
so they put a W on their hand. Do you want to know what I got told when I went in the water? I went, that's cool. Is that for like winning or something? And they said, oh no, we just have to register next to your name
God,
for
in case you die.
Do you want to know
Why?
How grim it is?
Oh, I know. Oh no.
Do you know?
No.
It's so if you go missing, they know whether to look above the water or below.
Oh my God, I did not see that coming.
Yeah.
Oh my God, this is so dark.
So anyway, it was very dark, and they put lights
talk about how many bacon sandwiches you ate. This is real.
Well, I got a bit that'll make you feel
don't
better.
Don't die, so, please don't.
No,
die.
I'm.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm not trying to.
No.
Anyway, so we're in the water, and there was like, at one stage, there was started to be like what sounded like gunshots. And I'm in the pitch black water, and I'm so.
And you get so jumpy.
I'm so scared, right? Yeah. And then I look up, and they were letting off to because it was like midnight, and we were halfway through the 24 hours swim. They got off some fireworks.
Oh, fun.
But to the
this
poor,
is a festival.
But, yeah. But to the music? There's a DJ set?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, they did. Yeah. But then for the poor people in the water, we're just like, oh, God, we think we're getting shot at in the water.
Imagine that's their way of getting you to swim faster. They just randomly start firing shots into the
But the
water.
First time I went to get in, because you have to swap over with your teammates and stuff coming in and out of the water, and they get your name and what team. And so I said my name, and if you know I can't say my L's correctly, and so often they sound like W's. And so I said, Tommy Little is what I thought. And he
like
went, Whittle. He went, Whittle. And I went, what? And he goes, Whittle, like wood. And I said, what, wood? And he goes, yeah, wood. And I said, Little. And he said, all right. And then goes, Tommy Littlewood. Funny name. And I went, yeah, okay. And so then each time I would go in for my swim, I didn't correct
Littlewood.
Him. He just goes,
Littlewood coming
he goes,
in from behind.
Tommy Littlewood, got you. There you go. Littlewood coming in from behind.
I like Tommy Littlewood.
Well,
that's
my
that's
new,
a fun it, name.
It's my new name in the swimming community.
Right.
Tommy Littlewood.
Everyone,
didn't bring...
It's like how celebrities, like actors have a different name.
Yes.
This is your swimming name.
Yes.
Yes.
It is my Littlewood. And the water was cold enough. 13:10:60. Did they get your name wrong? And you just went with it.
Fun.
Give us a call.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Around the country for your Monday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
And
can we just say before we get into this,
yes.
This swim is epic. And I know we're joking about the fact that you haven't been swimming a lot, but
what
I'm
do
joking.
You mean?
I know I'm joking about that. It's all you're doing
it's
with your life.
Literally
and
all
you
I'm
are doing.
Doing
it because you're doing it for an incredible cause. It is only 3.5 weeks away. Where can people donate, Jesse?
Jump onto our socials at Carrie Tommy Show. Pop the link up there.
Thank you, Jesse. Julie, I went to a 24-hour swim on the weekend, and the first time I went to get in the water, the guy misheard my name, and somehow we ended up at Tommy Littlewood. And because it was too hard to correct him, I just said yes. And so for 24 hours, I was Tommy Littlewood, back again, in your pop. Jules, has someone got your name wrong?
First of all, Tommy, congratulations on putting the effort into the swim. Mighty
Thanks,
effort.
Jules.
Yeah, not my name, my daughter. I thought I'd give her an unusual name, so I gave her the name of Nakia.
Beautiful.
Yeah, but for some bizarre reason, people look at it and they go, Nokia. She said, I'm not a phone. Her teachers used to call her Nokia. It didn't matter how many times she corrected them, they called her Nokia.
So Nokia.
She shortened it. Yeah. So she shortened it to Kia, and they call her Kaya.
She said, Mum, you should have just...
Originally, she was meant to be Hannah. She said, I should have just called you Hannah. You should have just called me Hannah.
But even at Hannah, she'd get Anna. She'd get, like, all these different...
How long can you go with someone before it's too late to correct them? So I work with a guy that's called me Kari for 14 years, right? And he's around people that use the name Kari with me all the time. At what point can I tell him it's Kari?
Certainly not now.
Like 14 years ago, 13 and a half years ago.
I reckon he can't hear the difference then.
How do you think?
Because you're famous. Like,
well, not to hear Mum Kari.
No. He probably wonders who this Kari Bickmore on the radio is. He thinks she sounds a lot like Kari from around the office.
Hey, Cam.
Hey, how you going?
Good. Is it your name or someone in
it
your family
is my name.
That's always
no,
wrong? Yeah.
It's my family surname. It's the bane of my existence. It's it's actually Trollope, but it's spelled Trollope. And as soon as anyone looks at it, they just think I'm a trollop. So, like every emergency teacher that had marked a role, but go down, trollope. It's just a natural, it's a reaction now. You just correct them within an instant. And they feel a bit embarrassed. I've even done talks at my work about it just to teach people exactly how to say my name because I'm so sick of it getting wrong.
So you answered my question as to how long before you let someone know. Camlet's the most straight away that they got it wrong.
Yes. Do you ever put any, like, extra accents on it? Are you ever Trollope or...?
Oh, yeah, the Trollope with the Lotties. I've had to do that.
Thanks, Cam. Let's go to Carly. G'day, Carly.
Hi, guys. How are you going?
Yeah, pretty good. Is it your name?
Oh, yes. Usually Carly spelt C-A-R-L-Y, but thanks to my mum, I'm Carly with a K, but I'm also double E.
And mums are better. Great, aren't they?
I know. Thanks, Mum. I never get anything at the souvenir shop. But I recently got married, like, about 2 months ago, and my married name now is Carly Lee.
Oh, no. Oh, my God.
And my surname now is L-E-E, so it's literally half of my first name again.
So you're Carly Lee.
Yeah.
You've just got to, you've got to start.
I know.
When you're trying to say your own name.
I'm just ruined. I just can't say my name now.
Oh, Carly.
Would you shorten your first name to just Car?
Yeah, well, I bought raffle tickets recently and they wanted my first and last names for that. And it took them about 5 or 10 minutes to realise that my name wasn't just Car or Lee. And the person was a little bit older as well. And I don't know if they were short of hearing or if I was saying the name too fast. But
I think it's just your name, Carly.
I know. I married the wrong person.
Carly, it's a very funny one to do. Like, you know how Bond goes Bond, James Bond.
Yep.
You go Lee, Carly Lee. Lee.
Carrie and Tommy.
Ed Sheeran's Don't for your Monday afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. You could be seeing him live in London. Just download the Listener app. It is all thanks to Snooze.
Stand by your phone because we will be calling someone else today to come party with us in London. But up next, I had my own little party on the weekend.
Did you?
Party for two. Ollie and I went away for a boys' weekend, but it's
yeah,
not
you can go away for a boys' weekend.
No, I didn't though, because I'm a girl.
lads, boys.
It's different between boys and girls. Boys don't get angry when you go, yeah, you can go for a boys' weekend.
I don't need to be a boy. I just went away for a weekend with my son.
Okay, sounds fun.
I'll tell you about it next.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
On your radios and the listener app for your Monday arvo, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I had the best weekend.
Did you have any Haagen-Dazs? Is that where it's from?
I had a lot of ice cream, but not Haagen-Dazs.
Is that where is Haagen-Dazs from? Haagen-Dazs
is Copenhagen.
Oh.
No.
Okay.
Maybe it is. You'd think it would be.
I don't know.
Yeah. No, I didn't have. So, I went on a boys trip, as you've called it. trip with Ollie.
What kind of boys trip stuff did you do?
Okay. Actually, we did very boys trip stuff.
Yeah. What did you do?
Because I thought I'd do all the stuff he wants to do.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm a fun mum.
Yeah.
And I was desperate for him to like the weekend away because he often goes away. No, he don't say, oh God, like that. It was honestly one of the most beautiful 2 days we've ever had.
Yeah.
It's going to make me tear up thinking about it. He said it was one of the best weekends of his entire life. We just chatted and we hung out and there was no one interrupting, no little people asking for snacks. I didn't have to be the snack machine. I didn't even care.
Still take your bum bag?
How is this?
Because you abandoned
your didn't take my bum bag.
Oh, my.
All I took. So normally when I go away with the family, we've got like 5,000 suitcases and prams. I've got my bum bag and backpacks and everything, right? Because I'm a human snack machine. Plus I'm a provider of everything you might ever need at any point in time.
Yep.
Instead, I just took my backpack. I didn't even take a carry-on suitcase. And I rolled up some clothes at the bottom and I didn't take anything. It was the most liberating thing. I didn't even take a drink bottle because I thought, he's a grown human and if he gets thirsty, he can wait. He can get a drink at the next stop.
Right?
And it was so freeing. And we went away and we had this great weekend in Copenhagen, which I'd never been to. Beautiful place.
So what boy stuff did you do?
So we hit the ground running. We went to to a cafe to have afternoon, afternoon tea.
Oh, my God. Boys.
No.
Boys,
No, okay.
Boys.
3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Had some scones and beans.
Oh, with cream?
Whoa! Oh, no, you mean actual cream. Okay.
Okay. Right. No, we went to a cafe and we had loaded fries. That's very boys
That's
trip.
Pretty good.
But this cafe all had board games the whole way through it.
Boys!
So we played board games. We played Scrabble
games,
for an hour. Which we need to talk about on another day because his Scrabble game is infuriating, the words he came up with. Anyway, after that, we then went to a theme park.
Oh, it's sick.
I think it's one of the oldest, maybe even the oldest theme park in the entire world called Tivoli Gardens.
What
rides
could you go on?
Okay. So I decided, time to be fun mum.
Because that's
great. I went on my first roller coaster ever in my entire life.
That's great.
My first roller coaster. I didn't want to do it. And then I looked at his little face and then the line that got me. To be fair, I was like, nah, I'm not doing it. And then he said, it was lonely up there. Gosh, I wish Chris was here. And then I was like, damn this. Yeah. I'm getting on this roller coaster. I stopped at the one. I didn't do the one that went loop around, where you go upside down. So this was more just turning to the side and
you made
it was very fast.
Ollie go on a kid's roller coaster.
Were you on the teacups, were you?
No, it was an adult one. It was the second scariest. It wasn't the scariest. It was the second scariest.
That's great.
And I loved it. I loved it. I went on it so many times. I was like the kid that kept lining up because I had so much fun. It was awesome.
Great.
And then we went the next day. They have this skiing place you can go to. So it's like this enormous, imagine a building in the middle of an industrial area, right? And from the very top down the whole side of the building, they've made a artificial ski slope with artificial grass.
Ooh.
And you put on proper skis and everything and you ski down this grass slope on the side of a building.
Does that hurt to fall on?
Yes. So they say that you have to wear stuff because otherwise it's like falling on a bit like AstroTurf kind of. Anyway, I didn't do that. It looked a bit scary.
Oh.
But I walked halfway up and admired the view.
Boys.
But still, to be a 40-year-old woman and have never been on a roller coaster, this is the beginning for me. I'm just going to hit the theme parks and I'm going to go hard later in life.
You understand what you've just done, right?
What?
You've just said that into a microphone.
What?
And you know that we have
our
radio team coming over to London with a bunch of listeners for what we've already described as the trip of a lifetime.
You've
just said this is the start.
Okay. First of all, I'm not going in any that go too high
you're
gonna
get pushed
or have
out of
loops.
A plane.
Okay. I'm not doing that. And Sonda, I can see you writing things down. I was in control of my decision. If I get pushed or put on anything I'm not part of, I will be very cross.
There's that
my
boys mum
voice
fun.
Will come back out again. But I want to know on 13 1060, what did you try for the first time later in life? Something that everybody else does. Like, I mean, there was 3-year-olds on this, actually 5-year-olds on this roller coaster. So
you
most
never
people
did.
Have done it.
I assumed your heights. I didn't know. So you never went on a roller coaster as a kid.
So my favorite ride at theme parks when I was a kid was like the Dumbo ride.
That's not a ride. But
no,
yes.
Exactly.
Yeah,
explains why I don't go on rides. 13 1060, what did you try for the first time as an adult?
Carrie and Tommy.
Well, that is where you're at for your Monday afternoon. And on 13 1060, what didn't you do until later in life?
went on my first roller coaster ride on the weekend.
Yeah.
I have a fear of heights. Yep. And so as a kid, I even had that fear. So I'd never do things like go on roller coasters. But because I was away with Ollie for the most amazing weekend, just the two of us away, I thought, got to be fun mum, you know?
I think it's awesome because.
Yeah. And I, look, I'm not going to say it was like one of those enormous ones you see, you know, where it goes up and up and up and up and up and then a big drop. It wasn't quite like that.
That's all
baby
right.
steps.
You went
but
on
it
a roller
definitely
coaster.
A roller coaster.
Yeah, great.
So don't get any ideas, producers. Sarah, what's the first thing you did? What did you only do when you hit adulthood?
How are you guys?
Good, Sarah.
I had my first coffee in my early 30s.
Wow.
Why?
How did you survive until then?
I never really liked the smell of it. So I never tried one before. And I sort of didn't want to because I didn't like the smell.
I guess maybe a more interesting question is, Sarah, why did you have the first one?
Well, I was an official at a sporting event and one of my friends sort of thought, I'll do the right thing, I'll take some coffees out to people. And she bought a round of coffee for us and gave me one. And I sort of felt bad if I handed it back to her and said that I didn't drink coffee.
Yeah.
So I added in sort of three sugars and milk.
Yeah,
and I drank it and I didn't like it. So I've never had one since.
Oh.
I'm almost 40.
What? No. Because Waleed, who I sit next to on the desk at the project, Sarah, he only ever used to drink Mocha's because he didn't like coffee. And then I teased him so much. Now he drinks proper coffee. And he can't believe that most of his adult life he was pretty much having a warm hot chocolate.
I've never even tried a Mocha. And I'm a teacher.
How do you get
one coffee.
The day? That's good on you, Sarah.
I just do, I guess.
What do you do when you meet up with friends for coffee? What do you have?
Hot chocolate.
Yeah.
They are better.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
No.
Don't you?
I love coffee so much.
Thanks, Sarah.
I reckon if you took coffee out of my life, like it would actually make me really sad. It's one of the things when I get up in the morning and I think about what my day has ahead of me, the cup of coffee is really within the top three things of what I'm looking forward to.
Being part of that day, I can't help but feel a little bit.
You're one of those bits too.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
Who have we got? Should we go to
Leonie?
Leonie.
What did you only start doing as an adult?
At the age, I'm 55 now. 2 years ago, I got my first tattoo.
Oh, Leonie.
What'd you get?
I got a garland of multicolored flowers around my ankle.
Yeah.
I thought, okay, so you said a garland, did you?
Yeah, a garland.
I thought you said a gallon of, and I was about to say, what did Leonie get?
a nice garland of flowers. Yeah.
I've been thinking
about getting a bit more bold and maybe putting something on my arm, like maybe something Celtic, you know, those nice Celtic symbols.
Do it, Leonie.
Have you thought about just jumping straight to the face, Leonie?
Hey, you haven't seen my face. It's pretty enough as it is, dude.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, that is where you're at for your Monday afternoon. And coming up, a chance to win a holiday to the happiest place on earth, Disneyland, all thanks to Disney and Pixar's Lightyear.
I tell you what, this is a big hour. You wouldn't want to change that dial because we are going to send a family to Disneyland because it's going to drink a coffee.
I realised I really want to drink it, but we're meant to be talking. And every time I lift it up to my mouth, I realise time to talk, put the coffee down.
Well, this hour, you talk.
Okay. I'm just going to drink my coffee.
This hour is also going to be the hour where someone's phone is going to ring. That person is going to pick up and we are going to give them the news that they are coming to London to join us to see Ed Sheeran in what will be a trip of a lifetime. Stay with us.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy, if you drive home this afternoon and if you want a family holiday, you are in the right place.
Ignition sequence start. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Buzz in to win the family trip.
Woo-hoo!
To blast off to somewhere that's lit. Carrie, Tommy, about ready to take off. But first, you got to buzz in to blast off.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Disney and Pixar's Lightyear follows the origin story of Buzz Lightyear as he embarks on an intergalactic adventure in cinemas June 16.
Hey, Bickers, what an amazing prize. Oh, it is valued at close to $17,000.
I would love to be able to say to my kids, hey, guys, come into the room. Okay, so we've got some news. We're going to Disneyland.
I'd say, Mum, why are you whispering in that weird voice? It is return flights, accommodation, of course, all the Disneyland inclusions for you and your whole family. And all that stands in the way is a few little quiz questions and some other families.
I hope we've got, I wonder if we've gotten the T's and C's, how many family members, because we are going to pit one family against the other right now. Mm. And I believe one of these family members, I think they've got 9 kids in the family. So that's an expensive trip to Disneyland.
Well, let's meet them. I reckon that's the Bartons. G'day, Serene.
Hi.
Are you one of 9, Serene?
Actually, I'm one of 10 because I've got a stepsister as well.
Wow. How fun. Yeah. What a fun family, Serene. Have you ever done anything like this, gone away together before?
Never. Only one of us has been out of the country.
Wow.
This is epic.
Hey, Serene, we're about to meet Breeze. Are you the smarter one or the dumber one out of the two?
Oh, I am for sure the dumber one, for sure.
Okay. G'day, Breeze.
Hey.
That was a nice little pump up. You're not the dumbest in the family. That's nice.
Yeah, but Serene's a bit harsh on herself, so.
Okay.
All right, there's a lot riding on this, Serene and Breeze. You are up against the Putsons today, Stuart and Tori. Hey, Stuart.
Hey, how are you?
Stu, you sound like you're from somewhere near where we're broadcasting from at the moment. Are you English?
Correct, yeah, from near Manchester.
Tori, have you got a fun accent as well?
I have, also from the same area.
Yeah, this is great.
This is fun.
Yeah. Tori, how is your quiz knowledge? Is it pretty good?
Look, as soon as it said it was Disney, I got very excited because I used to work for Disney and I actually applied to be one of the Disney princesses at one point.
Oh.
But unfortunately, I was the height of a chipmunk and not the height of a Disney princess.
Well, it's weird to say this, but Tori, we are hopefully giving you a trip back to your old workplace. What an amazing prize for you.
Say, I worked at Disney store. I'd love to say I worked at Disney park, but it was only the Disney store, the closest I got.
So we're going to ask you guys a question. You've got to buzz in with your name. The first to get in gets to answer the question. If you get it wrong, we give the other family a chance to get it right. Get in and win this, and then you carry over to tomorrow with a chance on Friday to win a family trip to Disneyland.
Yes.
Tommy is going to be quiz master. You guys ready?
First question is Stu versus Serene. So here is your first question. Which planet is closest to the sun?
Barton.
Ooh, Serene, yes. You are in. What do you think it is?
Mercury.
Yes.
Yay. 1-0.
One down.
To the bar. Okay, Tori, you are up to the plate. You need this to keep the Putsons in. How are you feeling?
Yeah, I'm feeling good. Confident.
Okay, that's good. That's what I like to hear. Breeze, how are you feeling? You ready?
I mean, as ready as I'll ever be.
Okay, that was not confidence instilling, but here we go.
All right.
Buzz in with your names. Buzz Lightyear is a space ranger who works for what organization?
And Putson.
Barton.
Ooh, Putson. Tori.
One second.
One second.
Three, two, one.
Oh,
out.
No.
Oh, no.
That means it goes over to Breeze. And for the win, Breeze, what do you think is the answer?
He's part of the Galactic Alliance.
Oh, that is incorrect.
I've got it.
A bit late now. A bit late now. That means we go to a tiebreaker question.
Another question, actually. Stu, you need to get this right to stay in the game. Are you both ready?
Question three, coming at you. Which planet is known as the red planet?
Putson.
What's the call, the adjudicator?
Putsons.
Stu, go for it.
Mars.
Mars is correct.
which means we go to now a tiebreaker.
Oh, I desperately wanted the tiebreaker.
Come on, Tori, sort it out.
Oh, my goodness.
Come on, Tori. Here is your tiebreak question. Buzz in when you think you know the answer. Buzz Lightyear has a catchphrase to infinity and what?
Button.
Tori.
To infinity and beyond.
Is correct.
Yeah. You are one step closer to Disneyland.
Woohoo!
Stu and Tori, we will speak to you again tomorrow.
Awesome. Oh, my goodness, my heart can cope.
But Serene and Breeze, you don't go away empty-handed, though, do they, Jess?
No, they get a family pass to go and see the new Lightyear movie and a Lightyear prize pack as well, guys. It's all thanks to Disney and Pixar's Lightyear. Follow the origin story of Buzz Lightyear as he embarks on an intergalactic adventure in cinemas Thursday.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
On your radios and the listener app for your Monday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And guys, it is that time of the week. Are you ready?
Ooh. Always. Jesse, I'm not only ready, but I'm excited.
Fantastic.
And that makes one of us.
Great. Well, you remember what we did last week was same, but Sheeran and how much fun that was because obviously theming everything on our Ed Sheeran trip at the moment.
Yes. And that was, I believe, just so I remember.
Yeah.
That was sheep shearing, the sounds of sheep shearing. And then you'd got Jez in our audio department just to turn down the volume of the song and have it playing in the background.
No, Matt, right? I went out to the shearing sheds and just saw had a listen to what the shearers were listening to.
You were covered in scratches and I wondered why.
Yes.
Yes.
But this week we're doing this.
Same, but...
This is your captain speaking, and we are headed to London on flight number 6969.
So what are we doing exactly?
So the
I don't
captain...
know why you use my PIN code as your flight number.
So the captain's going to come on, and he's going to read you some lyrics.
Okay.
And you're going to guess what the song is. Are you ready
to go?
Oh, so
they're not saucy
lyrics. Hey, just a quick question. Is the captain...
No, that was just a bit of fun from Jess on the...
Oh, how fun is this on the weekend? Ollie got to sit next to the captain.
That is fun.
They let him in the cockpit.
That's fun.
Yes. Cockpit is such a funny word.
Yeah.
Anyway, I mean, I know that's so childish, but it's very funny.
What are you going to call it? The dick room at the front.
Anyway, yes.
Okay, great. Here is your first song.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is your captain speaking. Well, sometimes I go out by myself and I look across the water.
Carrie. Amy Winehouse, sometimes I go out.
Yeah, what's the song name? Three. Two. One.
I can't remember.
Tommy.
It is a Mark Ronson and Amy Winehouse song, and it's called Valerie.
Valerie. Good on, Captain.
Yeah, that was good, Captain. How come your captain voice is so different to your...
Mate, that's not me. I went on a plane, and that just happened to be what was on the plane. Remember?
Is this the same captain that's going to be talking to us the whole time, or did you go?
Yes,
on the flight?
Same flight. Okay. He just really loves lyrics. Same.
Okay.
Yeah, it's 5 6 9 6 9. We've been through this, mate. Okay. Right, song number two.
I was like, good gracious, asses bodacious, flirtatious, trying to show faces and
Harry,
looking.
Nelly,
for...
it's getting hot in here.
It's getting hot in here. So hot. So take off all your...
I like the captain.
Why do you...
I wish he invited me into the cockpit on the weekend. Wow. Ollie got to, I stood at the door.
But what did you want? You wanted to go and sit
so
where Ollie was sitting.
Yeah, a little bit of me. There's something about when you see that, it takes
Son,
you back to
take
being
a photo
a kid.
Of me. Take a photo of me.
One all, song number three.
I had a dream that someday I would just fly away.
Carrie.
And I always knew.
Because
Tones and I fly away.
So I had a dream that I just...
She takes the lead.
Where was this flight going, Jesse?
I don't know. I just jumped on the first flight at the airport and was like, does this captain like to read songs? And they're like, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, great. Yeah.
Tommy, you got to get this one to stay in the game.
Okay.
I think I'd lie for you. I think I'd die for you. Jodeci, cry for you. Do things when you want me, like controller, controller. Yeah, like controller, controller.
Do you want it? Do you want it so it ends? It's Drake.
Why don't you do it? Oh, you want this to finish?
Yeah, no.
Okay, no?
No, no. It's good. Yeah. Tommy, is it Drake? Is it controller?
I think I lie for you.
Oh, he ties it up. Just wants to take it right to the dead.
Okay. Let's see what this captain's got.
Here's your last one.
I know you like me. I know you do. That's why whenever I come around, she's all over you. And I know you want it. It's easy to see. And in the back of your mind, I know you should be on with me. Don't you wish your girlfriend was on with me?
Pussycat girls, don't you? Dolls, sorry.
Oh, my God. Tommy, would you like to take the win?
Dolls!
Tommy, we all know that is the Pussycat Boys. Will you? Don't you wish
your girlfriend was Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Gary and Tommy for your Monday afternoon. And coming up very soon, we're going to give away another trip to London. All thanks to Snooze. It is amazing what a little snooze can do.
But up next, can you smell that, Pickers?
My coffee?
No, that's beef. There's a new
brisket.
There's a new beef in
steak.
And it's going to end in a punch on.
What?
We're talking beefs, we're talking punch ons, and we're talking Australian celebrities that want to get it on. That's next.
Carrie and Tommy.
Ed Sheeran's Overpass Graffiti. If you want to see him live in London, download the listener app and search Carrie and Tommy to enter. We're going to give away another flight up next.
Because I promised you beef. I promised you two
made
Aussies.
Made me hungry. And then they're into each other. What's happening? They're getting it on.
I realised when I said two Aussies want to get it on, I meant punch.
On.
I meant punch on. Yeah.
Right. No, wrong not, music.
So sorry.
Not that.
Rocky.
Not that. Get it on. Did you know Bernard Tomic and Nick Kyrgios are going at each other?
Are they?
Yes.
On the tennis court
Jesse,
or off the
tennis,
court?
Some tennis noises.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
No. Yeah,
so sorry.
Jesus Christ. There's some tennis noises. Yep, there you go. And yep, hit it back. Yes, because I don't know why, but Kyrgios came out saying that Tomic is dead broke and his career's over. And he said he had to pay for him for a flight home.
Oh.
All this stuff. And
why is this being said out loud?
Well, then Tomic clapped back, because that's what you do in you clap back, right?
Is it?
So Tomic clapped back and he posted a picture of Will's I don't know if it's as joyous as that. He posted a picture of, you know, the Will Smith slap on Chris Rock of himself as Will Smith, like put his own head on Will Smith's body, slapping.
He did some photoshopping.
Yeah, he did. He did. Because I didn't know Tommy could
him slapping Kyrgios.
Yes.
So hold on. Were they originally mates? Did they come through
doubles.
It together?
They used to be teammates. But now Tommy is saying he's always idolized me and he's just unhappy. And
about Kyrgios.
Saying Kyrgios is always idolized.
Right.
Yes, I know the beef.
You've really got to get better at telling like gossipy stories. You know, like a woman would be telling this very differently.
Why? What do you
it's
mean?
It's all just you're forgetting the names and you're just like, you've got to give me a bit of you know?
What, a bit of yeah. Okay, sorry. Okay, sorry. I'll get in that mode.
Pretend you're with your girlfriends. Okay.
Oh my God, girls. Have you seen who's fighting? It is Kyrgios and Tomic. I know Bernie.
Because they go back a long way, don't they?
They do. They used to be doubles teammates. Oh my God. And anyway, you won't believe what Bernie did. He filmed himself, how sad, talking to camera, and he had this to say about Nick.
You said last week you're the number one player in the world on grass. You're dreaming. You have the number one mouth in the world, that's for sure.
I mean, number one mouth in the world sounds like something you put on a dating profile. And I think, Jesse,
sorry,
tennis, we're still on tennis. Oh, my God. Anyway, no, thank you. Oh, my God, that one hit me.
I've been working on my game without you on a Saturday morning.
Serious question. Why can we not just use sound effects like every other radio show? Why do we have to? You are being a prick. Don't hit the tennis ball so hard.
Whose beef is this? Yours?
Oh, my God. Anyway, so sorry. Back where were we? And he didn't stop there. He challenged him. You won't believe it.
Who challenged who?
Oh, my.
Stay with it.
I'm still talking about Bernie. Okay. And he's still talking to the camera. He challenged Nick. Have a listen.
First things first, let's set the record straight here. Our current score is 1-0. I beat you once before. I'll beat you again whenever you want. I dominate you every time we play, we train, and you know that. You say you're good at basketball. I'll beat you in that too. Tennis, I'll dominate you one-on-one, and to not make excuses, I'll even play you on grass.
Oh my God.
So I was like, how many games are they going to play? They're playing tennis? They're playing basketball?
It's accents. God, it's collected so a few nationalities along the way, hasn't it?
It is a real melting pot.
Isn't it a melting pot?
Isn't it? Anyway, I thought, how many games are they going to play? It turns out more than just two.
You know what? Let's sort this out in the boxing ring. Put your gloves on. I'll dominate you there also. Let's see who's better once and for all.
Yeah, so we could.
So yes, now yes, Kyrgios and Tomic are going to get in the ring.
So apparently, according to Tomic, they're going to play tennis, and then they're going to play basketball, and then they're going to box. And let's hope they finish with a pronunciation contest, because delusional is the word I think Bernie was going for here.
Honestly, you're delusional, Nikki.
You are delusional, Nikki.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Good Monday afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. It's time to give away the trip of a lifetime.
Go ahead, London.
80,000 screaming Ed Sheeran fans.
Right, so my name's Ed. Pleased to be here. Please sing as loud as you can.
17,000 Ks away in London. Sitting next to your favourite two Drive Time personalities.
Hello, Governor.
Hello.
Hello, Governor.
I'm really impressed by that.
Everybody sing it up. Bad
habits. Ed to London with Carrie and Tommy.
A good night's sleep makes for a great day in London. Shop in store or online at snooze.com.au. It's amazing what a little snooze can do.
Thank you very much for that. You ready? Let's go.
All right, let's get stuck straight into it. It is time. We have been teasing you throughout the show, saying stand by your phones, be ready, because we might call at any moment. Well, the moment is upon us, because...
Dial the number, Jessie.
Hello?
Oh, Michelle.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, sorry, Michelle, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
I'm just wanting to get some compliance stuff done. Are you the right person to speak to?
Hey, Michelle, do you know why we might...
That was the worst.
I know. I didn't even know what compliance stuff
I
is.
Michelle works in compliance. Oh. I don't know what compliance stuff is.
Michelle, that was even weirder for me, because I didn't know that you worked in compliance, and I thought that was just Bickers' standard chat. In case you haven't realised, it's Carrie and Tommy here.
Hi.
Do you know why we might be calling you?
Yeah, I do.
Hey, Michelle.
Yeah.
Congratulations, you're coming to London!
Oh, my God.
Michelle, talk to us. Tell us about yourself. Who are you and what do you do? What are you bringing on this trip? And who are you bringing with you, Michelle, other than compliance?
Oh, my God. I'm bringing one of my bestest friends in the world. I'm sorry. I'm shaking right now, and you can probably hear it in my voice.
Who's your friend, Michelle?
Her name's Rachel. We've been friends.
And tell us a bit about Rachel.
Forever. And she is one of the most amazing people that I know, and has been through so much and has helped me through so much. Oh, my gosh. Sorry, I can't even talk almost. Like, oh, my God.
We understand that
Rach
has been such a big important person in your life, particularly helping you with your daughter as well. Is that right, Michelle?
Yeah, 100%. Because Rach has been, see, everyone always seems so calm and everything and really cool, and I can barely even talk. She's been through two cancers. She was diagnosed with breast cancer at 36, and when my daughter got leukemia, she was going through breast cancer, and she was always there, always. Yeah. So,
well, and Michelle, we're going to call Rachel now, and when she answers, we want you to tell her just how much you love her and how thankful you are that she is in your world and everything that she means to her. And then we want you to tell her that she is coming with you to see Ed Sheeran live in London, okay?
Okay.
We're calling her now. We'll leave it to you.
Thank you.
Hello, Rachel speaking.
Hey, Rach.
Hey, Shel. How come you're calling me from private number?
Oh, is it a private number?
Are you okay? What's wrong?
Everything's okay.
Michelle, hey, what's wrong?
Everything's fine. You know how I entered the competition?
On the radio.
Firstly,
on
I need to tell you something. You know, through everything that we've been through, and you've always been there for me, my family.
Oh, mate,
kids.
You're scaring me. What's wrong? Oh.
Okay. Well, we're going on a trip to see Ed Sheeran.
Is that the one to London? Is that to London? Yeah.
Yes. Rach, you're talking to Carrie and Tommy. Oh, Michelle has just won the trip.
Freaking hell!
You are live on air, so don't swear.
Oh, is this Tommy and Carrie?
Yes, it is,
Rach. Holy crap! Oh, my God, I'm at work and I'm, like, screaming the place down. Oh, are you guys serious?
We can't wait to see you both over here.
Oh, holy crap. Oh, my God.
You two sound like the bestest of friends and like you both could do with a trip away to have some fun together. We can't wait.
She's like my sister. Someone's just come out and went, are you okay? We just won a trip to London.
You haven't got long. You've got to start packing. We've got an amazing trip planned for you guys, and of course, including seeing Ed Sheeran live. We can't wait to meet you both in person.
Oh, my gosh.
For now,
thank you.
We're gonna let you go and compose yourselves. But Michelle, Rach, congratulations, and we will see you soon.
If you would like to enter, all you got to do is download the Listener app and search Carrie and Tommy. You can catch Ed Sheeran on tour Feb and March 2023. All the details at frontiertouring.com.au.
Carrie and Tommy.
If you drive home on your radio and the Listener app, it's Carrie and Tommy this afternoon.
Now, because on the weekend, you were away with Ollie, your son.
Yes.
So
Thank you.
Yes.
I said to know who you were referring to.
Yes. Now, so naturally, what do you think I did?
Did you?
What?
When, though?
Well, you were away with your son. So, of course, I had dinner with your partner, your two daughters, your father and your mother.
Did you go to that family dinner? I didn't know you were there. God, you can't have been that interesting. No one mentioned that you were there.
Well, Chris kept texting me about it and I needed to get stuff together for my swim trip. And so I was like, I don't think I'm going to be able to make it. He's like, at least just drop in for a drink. And it was
because it was right near where my dad was staying.
Which is where I'm staying.
Oh, my God.
Brian handed me over to the hotel.
Did he really?
Yeah, he walked me through and he introduced me to all the staff. He said, Tommy's replacing me. Look after him.
And very similar.
And they were all very confused at why this man was bringing his young toy boy through the hotel. And why we weren't staying at the same time.
So how was dinner?
Dinner was great.
Was it chaotic?
Kids were so fun. But there was a moment. And see if I'm reading into this.
I can't believe you went to dinner with my family.
It wasn't that much of your family. It was just your two daughters, your mother, your father, and your partner. Now, I noticed Jenny, in case you've forgotten, that's your mother who I had dinner with. I noticed at one stage she got up and she walked off. And so nothing. We got on like 1.5 hours. It was great.
I got up
I
wasn't there.
And I chased after her.
Yeah.
And I said, Jenny, we're in a restaurant, and she didn't respond, and I knew why she wasn't responding, and so I ran and I got close to her, and I put both arms on both of her shoulders on her back because she was trying to pay the bill, and I said, Jenny, there's no way you're paying the bill.
I hope you made my dad pay the bill.
Well, even though I'd got there late and I was just there for a drink, I said, there's no way you're paying the bill.
Yeah,
and so then Chris came running out. And he goes, what's going on out here? And I said, Jenny's trying to pay the bill. And
he's trying to bash Gary's mum in the
car. This is an elaborate story to cover it up.
While her dad hands me over to the hotel. And I said, Jenny's trying to pay the bill. Don't worry, I've got it. Right? And Chris goes, well, that's stupid.
Yes. Because you weren't even there.
Yeah, he said, well, that's stupid. Why don't the three of us split it? And, I looked at him. I said, your mum's not paying the bill, mate. Oh, we'll split it. And he said, okay, great, we'll split it. Right?
So you'll pay. Well, serves you right for rocking up to my family dinner.
Sure, whatever. And so I pay. I pay my half.
Your half.
Well, I pay for half of your family's dinner. Yes. And then, Chris's card doesn't work.
Because of his cash passport card that we carry.
Because he goes, we've got so many different cards. I don't know what pin is for what, right? And then I said, are you going to be okay here? Because it was taking forever. And he goes, it's fine. It will work. Don't worry. And then, so I go back and sit with the rest of your family, your mother, your father, and your two girls. And then I'm sitting there, and like 5 minutes later, Chris comes in a bit of a huff, and he goes, Brian, I'm so sorry, but my card doesn't work. Can you pay for dinner? Right? Keeping in mind,
you've already paid half.
I've already paid half.
Why did you pay half? That's your fault for going up there and offering to pay.
I don't have a problem with anything that's happened so far.
Yeah.
And he said, Brian, my card's not working. And Brian goes, oh, bullshit, because he's very funny and that's why I like hanging out with him. And he goes, oh, bullshit, I'll get it. And then so he goes and he pays half and he comes back. And everybody thanks Brian for dinner. And
again, your fault,
and,
mate.
And Chris said thanks to your dad for dinner. Even though he was. And I said, I went, and Chris, he goes, yeah, you're getting a bit of a cough, mate. And I said, no. And I was looked at him with eyes, and he just turns to Brian. He goes, oh, Brian, I'll transfer you the cash. And then we all left.
Now that the show's finished, don't be sad. You can get more Gary and Tommy anytime you like. Just download and sign up to the Listener app. It's the new home of Gary and Tommy.